Election Day is coming up November 6th. It's a tight race. If you're not a registered voter, make sure you get registered to vote. Joining me on this show is the National Press Secretary for Obama for America, Ben Lebold.
Thanks for having me this morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
Talk about Mitt Romney's convention reinvention. You're going to release the epic preview?
That's right. The preview is out. You've read the news reports in the past week. The Romney campaign is planning to bring Hollywood producers and advertising executives down to Tampa to reinvent Mitt Romney because the American people haven't bought what they've been selling over the past year, and we're going to make sure that people are reminded of Mitt Romney's actual record. You know, you're going to hear from Mitt Romney once again that he was a job creator in the private sector, but we all know that he profited off of bankrupting companies and outsourcing jobs. And he made all the same promises when he ran for office in Massachusetts that he's making today. He said that he'd pick up the pace of job creation, that he'd get the debt and deficit under control and shrink the size of government, and none of that turned out to be true. So if he made all the same promises then, and it didn't work then, why would it work now?
Coming to a convention near you.
That's right. That's right. You know, we'll have a strong presence in Tampa with Massachusetts officials who actually served under Governor Romney and who can speak to his record because he had the same priority in Massachusetts that he says he'll have if he gets into the Oval Office. You know, when he entered office, Massachusetts was 36 out of 50 in job creation, and it dropped to 47th by the time he got out of office. Manufacturing jobs declined by twice the national average, but I'll tell you who benefited, and they're the same folks who would benefit if Mitt Romney was in the Oval Office. He passed tax cuts for the wealthiest and charged the middle class for them. Taxes went up $750 million a year on the middle class. He's got a tax plan on the table right now that, according to independent analysts, would cut taxes on the wealthiest 5%, but raise taxes on everybody else. If you're the average middle-class family with kids, your taxes would go up $2,000 a year under Mitt Romney.
Ben Lebold is National Press Secretary for Obama for America. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.